Light looked down and saw darkness.
I will go there, said Light.
Peace looked down and saw war.
I will go there, said Peace. Love looked down and saw hatred.
I will go there, said Love.
So he,
the Lord of Light,
the Prince of Peace,
the King of Love,
came down and crept in beside us.
In the one we call Emmanuel, God is with us.
Good morning and welcome to the Donegal Hospice Annual Carol Service. A very special and warm welcome to the students from Raphoe Central Primary School, to their teachers Norma Summers, Mr. Thomas McElwain and Mrs. Anne McMullen. To Diane Leckie, our soloist and organist, who is very faithful to us every year in joining us for the carol service. A special welcome also to Lauren Wall, who is our soloist on the fiddle this morning. To the Reverend Jim Lamont, who is instrumental in organising this service every year, along with the staff of Highland Radio. To our wonderful chaplaincy department, who are represented today by Kathleen Doherty and Father Shane Gallagher, who provide wonderful and spiritual care to the patients, families, and indeed the staff of the hospice throughout the year. To the Milford Over 65s group, who come also annually to celebrate this with us. And especially we think of all of you at home this morning, those that are in the hospice, all family and friends associated with Donegal Hospice, especially those who have lost a loved one this year. You are especially in our thoughts and prayers at this time. And from everybody here at the Donegal Hospice this morning, we would like to wish you all a very happy Christmas and a very peaceful 2020. The prophet Isaiah spoke of the coming of the Messiah. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Living Lord, we come again to worship you as the one who came to be born in that Bethlehem stable, to share with each other all the rich possibilities and assurances of faith. We come to find each other in the light of your love, to seek your truth, and to praise your glory. Amen.
Innkeeper's wife. We were full to the rafters when they knocked so late. Joseph was anxious. Babies don't wait. She smiled through her pain, trusting God had this planned. I offered our stable, and he took her hand. With so many visitors, how could I know who would be with us before the dawn's glow? That across the night skies I would hear angels sing and shepherds would come from the hills, chattering. If I'd had one notion at all, I would have slept in our messy old stall, insisting that Mary should take my own bed, comfy and warm for her labour. Instead, they called me shortly before she gave birth, while above us a star blazed like nothing on earth. I welcomed into this world my life blessed. He lay in our manger, and all was at rest.
Just let us pray. God of grace, embracing us with hope, we worship and adore you. God of mercy, liberating us from sin we worship and adore you. God of peace, releasing us from sorrow, we worship and adore you. Loving God, as we remember you as the one who came amongst us on that first Christmas, we remember your concern for us is complete, your love for us without measure, your trust in us much more than we deserve. We worship you in wonder, love, and praise as we hear you calling us to listen, urging us towards justice and bidding us to be a salt and light and leaven in the world. Father, as we come to celebrate the good news of your coming on this Christmas day, may we know your closeness, open our lives to you, and share your love with others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
From the Gospel of Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which was lying in the manger." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Behold, I bring you the good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord.
The noise and the bustle began earlier than usual in the town. As night gave way to dawn, people were already on the streets. Vendors were positioning themselves on the corner of the most heavily travelled avenues. Store owners were unlocking the doors to their shops. Children were awakened by the excited barking of the street dogs and the complaints of donkeys pulling carts.
The owner of the inn had awakened earlier than most in the town. After all, the inn was full, all the beds taken. Every available mat or blanket had been put to use. Soon, all the customers would be stirring, and there would be a lot of work to do.
One's imagination is kindled, thinking about the conversation of the innkeeper and his family at the breakfast table. Did anyone mention the arrival of the young couple the night before? Did anyone comment on the pregnancy of the girl on the donkey? Perhaps. Perhaps someone raised the subject. But, at best, it was raised, not discussed. There was nothing that novel about them. They were, possibly, one of several families turned away that night.
Besides, who had time to talk about them when there was so much excitement in the air? Augustus did the economy of Bethlehem a favour when he decreed that a census should be taken. Who could remember when such commerce had hit the town?
It was doubtful that anyone mentioned the couple's arrival. I wondered about the condition of the girl. They were too busy. The day was upon them. The day's bread had to be made. The morning's chores had to be done. There was too much to do to imagine that the impossible had occurred.
God had entered the world as a baby.
Oh, holy night, the sun. shining. It is the night of my dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Shall he break? The slave is still our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name.
What have you heard and seen this Christmas?
Oh, you say, had I been there at Bethlehem that night, I would have seen. I would have understood. I would have known it was the Christ child. Would you? There is one way of knowing. Ask yourself what you have seen this Christmas season.
When you watch 6 o'clock news, did you see chaos and strife? Or did you see sheep without a shepherd? When you went out to do your shopping, did you only see hordes of people in the stores? Or did you notice the worried expressions on some of their faces? worried because they are facing this Christmas without employment or enough money, and they don't know how they are going to get to make ends meet.
What did you hear this Christmas? Did you hear only the blast of music and carols? Or did you hear the silent sighs of the lonely and the bereaved, who may be dreading Christmas because it accentuates their loneliness? And in the midst of the sounds of honking horns and people arguing over parking places, did you hear faint sounds of laughter and joy coming from little children opening the shoeboxes we sent from Donegal?
You see, so often what you see and what you hear is not dependent upon the event, but upon you. If you did in fact hear that the cry from the lonely, the laughter of poor children, if you saw the sheep without a shepherd, then, and only then, might you have noticed the events that took place in Bethlehem that night. If you lacked that spiritual seeing and hearing, then you probably would have been with the 99% who are present, but who saw or heard nothing out of the ordinary.
In the end, perhaps one of our carol's words are best. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls shall receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Amen.
Yes, indeed. This is a happy day of great rejoicing, when we can enjoy the love and companionship of family and of friends. But in just a few more hours, it will be Christmas night.
Christmas night, the house is quiet. Even the crackle is gone from the fireplace. The embers blacken. Stockings hang empty on the mantelpiece. The tree stands naked in the corner. Christmas cards, tinsel, and memories remind Christmas night of Christmas Day.
Christmas night. The children are in bed. John dreams of his new bicycle and clutches his new digger. Sarah sleeps in her new Santa pajamas. Christmas night. The gifts have gone from around the tree. Presents are now possessions. Wrapping paper is bagged and in the bin. The dishes are washed and leftover turkey awaits next week's sandwiches.
It's Christmas night. The midnight hour has chimed and I should be asleep. But I'm awake. I'm kept awake by one stunning thought. The world was different this week. It was temporarily transformed.
The magical dusts of Christmas glittered on the cheeks of humanity ever so briefly, reminding us of what is worth having and what we are intended to be. We forgot our compulsion of winning, wooing and warring. We put away our ladders and ledges. We hung up our stopwatches and weapons. We stepped off our racetracks and roller coasters and looked outward towards the Star of Bethlehem. It's a season to be jolly because, more than at any other time, we think of him. More than in any other season, his name is on our lips.
And the result, for a few precious hours he is beheld, Christ the Lord. Those who pass the year without seeing him suddenly see him. People who have been accustomed to using his name in vain pause to use it in praise. Eyes now free of the blinders of self marvel at his majesty. All of a sudden, he's everywhere. Emmanuel, he is with us. God came near.
It's Christmas night. In a few days, the clean-up will begin. Lights will come down. Trees will be thrown out. Size 8 will be exchanged for size 14. Cards will be on sale for half price. Soon life will be normal again. December's generosity will become January's payments, and the magic will begin to fade.
But the question is, will we allow that to happen again in the year to come?
Well, no doubt Santa Claus has arrived, the children are enjoying their presents and I hope they're happy with what they've got. The turkey or the goose will be ready in the oven and the smell of cooking will be wafting from the kitchen. And if you haven't already opened your presents, you will do so later. It's Christmas. And our hope is that you will all experience today the joy and the love that Christmas brings. It was Christmas time and their mother was talking to the shopkeeper, and so her two little boys used the opportunity to change the price tags around to what they thought the things were worth, to the bewilderment of the customers and the consternation of the shopkeeper. Now, none of you young people would do a thing like that. I might, but you wouldn't. And you know, it has been said that Jesus came into the world like those two boys in the toy shop, setting a new value on everything, seeing with clear eyes and judging by new standards, calling upon people to repent and become like little children, that we should learn to look about us with wonder and see things in their right light, the things that we have often taken for granted, the things that we have never really looked at. The upright praying Pharisee is made to look ridiculous. The sinful tax collector goes home justified. The son who brings disgrace to the family name is nearer to the father than the faithful, stay-at-home, hard-working brother. And in the Sermon on the Mount, he presents us with what has been called the upside-down kingdom, for Jesus comes and he turns the world upside down. You know, it is said that Jesus has been like those two little boys in the toy shop. And those who mourn, those who are poor, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, those who are persecuted are blessed, and the meek shall inherit the earth. Changing the price tickets to bring about a little devaluation and revaluation, standing the existing society in its head, turning the world upside down. Would it not be good if we could do just that with the value we put in things and with the value we put in people? To look at people not through our own blinkered eyes of intolerance and prejudice, but through the eyes of Christ. For that is what happened on that first Christmas. God sent his Son and put a new value on us, valuing us as people who matter to him. Now you remember on this day that you really do matter to God. And that's why Jesus was born on that first Christmas. He always has time for you. Will you have time for him amid all the excitement of this Christmas day? No, so may I just ask you to think about that, the values that you put in things and in people. And I wish all who are here and all who are listening to our carol service on the radio a very happy Christmas and a joy-filled new year.
The responses, hear our prayers. Let us pray. We bless you, our God, mighty sovereign power. You do not forget your children, and in the sending of your Son to be born as one of us, you share in our humanity. And you bless us with your forgiving love, with the vision of your kindness shedding light in our darkness. Bless us and disturb us, God, with the vision of your kingdom, and as we voice our hopes to you now, may they strengthen us, reassure us, and move us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We pray for those caught up in wars around the world. We pray for homeless people excluded from what the rest of us are doing, cold and struggling to keep a hold on who they are. Those for whom this season will be anything but joyful because they lack so much of what we take for granted. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for people who are ill, coping with pain, fearing the worst, worrying about what the future may hold, those concerned about their health or the health of a loved one. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we pray for the work of healing. We thank you for the work of this hospice, and we pray for all patients and their relatives who have experienced your love and compassion in this place. We pray for every member of staff that they may experience your strength and be touched by your grace, and that all who will be cared for here in the months and years to come may experience the peace of Christ in their lives. Lord, in your mercy.
We pray for people on this Christmas day struggling in relationships, especially at this family time when the cracks are kept just below the surface. For those who are sorrowful because a loved one is no longer with them around the Christmas table. We pray for those who are sharing with us in our worship today, wherever they may be at this moment, at home, in the car, in the hospital, or in some other part of this world, that they may too experience the peace, the joy, and the hope that comes through Christ. Lord, in your mercy. And for the deepest hopes of our hearts, we pray now in the silence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Lord, on this Christmas day and in the year to come, help us to share your gift with others, for that's what you intended. And may there indeed be peace on earth and goodwill among men and women everywhere. In the name of the Prince of Peace, we offer you these prayers. Amen.
Come, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, come, ye, O come, ye to bear.
The work of Christmas. When the song of angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before the final blessing, I would just like to thank those invited people who came today to join us in our reflections throughout the service. To Clodagh McGuinness, who joins us from the Cancer West Centre for the first time this year, it's lovely to welcome you to be part of our service. To all of those who read, and to Gwyneth Stelitano, who read such a lovely reflection earlier in the service. Thank you all very much.
And may joy, peace, and goodwill of Christmas be yours this day, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and those you love, now and forever. Amen.